This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1666. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 24th, Algeria, Australia, Bolivia, China, Colombia, Congo DR, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Germany, Greece, India, International Internet and Vacuum, Korea South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Libya, Mexico, Nigeria, North America, Pakistan, Pridnestrovia, Puntland, Sarawak, Somaliland, Taiwan, Tunisia, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. With more and more shortwave sites closing down forever, it's a shame that one of the major ones remaining suffers from so many operational errors. This has happened before, and now it's happened again. The Issoudun, France site relaying Algeria with two different audio feeds at once on the same frequency. April 24th at 0519 UT on 7295, we were hearing not only the Quran service, but some other, presumably Algerian service in Arabic, mixing in at about equal level. However, the parallel frequency, 9535, was running only the Quran service. Isn't anyone paying attention? Desperately seeking Simban is Mike Gilchrist in rural East Central Iowa. The New South Wales half-kilowatt station on 2368.48. Before sunrise, of course, is the only possible time. He was monitoring for it on April 23rd and found there was a utility station just below 2368.09. So, since it was stronger than Simban's carrier, you need to use upper sideband to possibly hear Simban. It was peaking about 1140 UT with some instrumental music, but it was not Greek music, which is supposedly its main format. It had faded away by 1200 UT. Brian Clark in New Zealand replies that he just completed his recording for next Monday's DX report on Radio New Zealand International, including an observation about this. He's been hearing broadcasts in Samoan on 2368.5, plenty of Pacific Island melodies, between 08 and 1030 UT. Around 2000 UT, the format might be Greek, but reception then is almost at imagination level. He's looking further into the source of that Samoan programming. Ron Howard in California says, on April 24th, the next day, the strongest I have ever heard Radio Simban. At 1224 to 1335 UT, extraordinary reception in a Pacific vernacular with distinctive Pacific regional singing. A most pleasant hour of listening, encompassing his sunrise at 1321 UT. And as often happens, he posted a clip of it at his box.com website. The extraordinary reception Ron refers to was no doubt assisted by a propagational disturbance enhancing trans-equatorial signals, and of course he's at an excellent location with nothing between him and the station but the Pacific Ocean. Some 12 hours earlier on UT April 24th, I was also enjoying enhanced trans-equatorial propagation from Bolivia. I usually tune around the 60-meter band at 0100 UT or so, which now is a few minutes before local sunset here, and I was hearing Radio Jatun Ayjura in Yura, southwestern Bolivia. It's usually slightly below 4717, but on this occasion it was slightly above 4717.15, around 0100 UT. They had some vocal music right across the top of the hour with some shouted interjections, but a few minutes later in Spanish, apparently some religious discussion. Although I seldom mention it here, if you consult my almost daily detailed monitoring reports, you'll find that I tune for Firedrake, all instrumental musical jamming from China, just about every morning, and find a number of frequencies, but never exactly the same set, and sometimes also at other times of day. But starting April 20th, most of the Firedrake audio has disappeared, to be replaced by CNR1. That is the number one home service program from China, which has already been used for jamming many, many frequencies. But now that too is appearing on what had been FireDrake frequencies, most of them way out of band. And this has continued for the next several days. We don't yet know whether FireDrake is being retired. We still hear it occasionally, maybe mixed in with other jamming, or this is just a temporary aberration. We really preferred the FireDrake not only to enjoy the music, but because it's so easy to spot. And if you did hear it, you knew it was jamming, while the CNR1 programming isn't always jamming. Now that Australia is completely off 6020, Ron Howard in California has been listening to the Mongolian service of China National Radio, designated CNR8. April 22nd at 1200 UT, he says, I've been hearing occasionally IDs in English. China National Radio, Mongolian Service, Beijing, given by a native speaker of English. And he heard it again on April 24th and recorded a decent copy of it to put on his Box.com site. CNR8 is heard fairly well on 6020 until Shokaze comes on at 1330. Sure, they'll be changing frequency eventually, as they always do. There is some light interference from presumably Vietnam underneath. Another Chinese domestic station used to have an English ID, the Voice of Golden Bridge. He's not heard it yet again, and they may no longer be using it, but at least it is listenable on 6060, Sichuan PBS number 2, the minority service via Chengdu. There had been nonstop jamming here from North Korea against VOA. But April 20th at 1302, it was in the clear, no jamming. This was especially convenient since there'd just been that big earthquake in Sichuan province. Another oddity from China, Mike Gilchrist in Iowa, thanks to a tip from Ron Howard, reports Voice of Straight off frequency on 6117.553. April 22nd at 1200 UT, well after sunrise, with a time signal. It was parallel to 4940, which was not off frequency. Also reported by Robin Harwood in Tasmania at 1220 on 6117.5. I've noticed CRN1 jamming starting just before 13 UT on 11990. Nothing to account for it in some listings, but it must be blocking Voice of America in Chinese via Novosibirsk, Russia, which is scheduled to start at that hour on that frequency. Even more interesting, just up at exactly 12,000 kilohertz, is something called, at least in translation, National Urgent Radio. Thanks to S. Hasegawa in Japan for news about this. It was set up following the earthquake. And it's a 24-hour service, not only on 12,000, but 9800, as well as some medium wave and FM frequencies in the area, a co-production of CNR, Sichuan TV and Radio, Ya'an PBS, and Lushan TV and Radio. There's a lot of interference around 9800. I've not really been able to hear it. And there's also some interference on 12,000, since it's already occupied by the Voice of Vietnam. At first I thought it was Chinese jamming, as CNR1 programming is heard, among other things, on 12,000, I guess filling time when the local stations are not doing their emergency broadcasts. This may be quite temporary once the recovery is underway from the earthquake damage. Alki shows the transmitter site for both the emergency frequencies is Shijiazhuang 723, which is already carrying many other Chinese broadcasts. Wolfgang Büschel says that's a good choice at an appropriate skip distance into the earthquake area on the 25 and 31 meter bands. If you hear Spanish on 6010 or so, it's probably, aside from a possible Cuban mix-up, La Voz de tu Conciencia in Colombia, because Radio Mil in Mexico has gone silent again. It was slightly on the low side of 6010, but Columbia is on the high side. Mike Gilchrist in Iowa was observing it April 22nd at 1020 UT. The frequency was varying widely as he watched it, centered about 6010.226, but varying up and down. It appears to be FMing, in fact. The most deviation is when music is being played. I did not realize that Radio Okapi, the service for the Congo DR, was inactive, but DX Remix News Bulgaria, as of April 22nd, says it might resume on May 1st. Check it anyway on the previous schedule, 04 to 05 UT on 11690 via Meyerton, South Africa. It's in French and Lingala. A day rarely goes by without some anomaly from Radio Havana, Cuba. Operations monitored, contradicting their own schedule. A big one was on Thursday morning, April 18th, when three of the Spanish frequencies were instead repeating the previous day's English broadcast between 12 and 14 UT. Until 13, English was on 17580, 9850, and 6150, mixed with Australian English. At 1300, the usual frequency changes meant that English was on 17580, 13780, and 11750, but the next day back to usual Spanish. There was some compensation for this, as in the evening, an English frequency was in Spanish by mistake, 6165, before 0500. We hardly missed it, but it appears that Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea has been off the air from 15190 for 2 months. The last presumed and preserved log of it we have in DX Listening Digest was February 19th at 1835 by Harold Froge in Michigan. You may still hear English Religion on 15190 as late as 1435 UT, but that is now KTWR in Guam. Another possible absentee is a clandestine which started only recently for Eritrea, Radio Shoruk, meaning Radio Sunrise. Zaharias Liangas in Greece found it absent from 11610 on April 19th. DX Remix News Bulgaria still lists it on this schedule, 16 to 17 UT, Monday through Friday. 50 kilowatts, 195 degrees on 11610 via Sofia, Bulgaria. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener points out that the 10 kilowatt transmitter for HCJB in Wernermoor, Germany, is scheduled in HFCC on a new frequency starting May 1st, 7365, available 24 hours at 145 degrees. It's not clear whether this will replace or be in addition to the other one still listed, 3995, which was non-directional on the air 23 hours except at 22 to 23. John Babas has taken the current program schedule of the Voice of Greece on shortwave, which is almost all in the Greek language, and translated the program titles to English. If you'd like to know what you're listening to, or look for specific programming in music, as it's a great source for music on shortwave. The full schedule appears in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-17, via worldofradio.com. The prime frequency is 9420 on the air at all times between 12 and 08 UT, accompanied by one or two others. You're listening to World of Radio 1666. Our thanks this week for financial support from Michael Rutkaus, who sent a donation via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by a check or money order in the mail to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. A roundup of some All India Radio regional stations from Ron Howard in California as of April 18th. On 4660, presumed Leh in Kashmir, he's still hearing a decent signal, but only an open carrier, never any audio. AIR Imphal continues silent on 4775. AIR Itanagar on 4990, is the strongest signal, heard between 1307 and 1344, often with regional indigenous chanting and singing from the state of Arunachal Pradesh. On 5050, he could hear AIR Aizawl underneath Beibu Bay Radio in China at 1306. By the way, he says there's still no trace of the low-powered Aussie radio from Australia, nor on 3210, which is expected to return. On April 19th, Ron Howard also heard AIR Kohima, India on 4850, a strong signal at 1325, just before his sunrise, and gradually fading down to sign off at 1358. There's news in Hindi, but at 1350, repeating the news in English after a local ID. Although they may not be on the satellite schedule, Chris Janssen in Belgium points out some stations now on the World Radio Network via internet, which may be hard to hear well otherwise. And I emphasize well because all three have severe modulation problems. Radio Damascus, Radio Cairo, and the Voice of Nigeria. Go to WRN.org. If you have a receiver which can tune to the satellite frequencies, and not necessarily with a dish antenna of 254 to 270 megahertz, you may hear some broadcast stations relayed inadvertently. Tim Bucknell, who specializes in harmonics, went up to VHF for a change and reports several stations heard in this band. It's off an old SATCOM satellite whose transponder is set up to pick up terrestrial signals on a nearby band used presumably for studio transmitter links by broadcast stations in certain countries. Here's what he heard around 10 to 13 UT on the 20th of April, 254.75, presumably Iran, with a Quran, 255.55, some Brazilian truckers, not broadcasters, 255.80, Pakistani TV audio, horribly distorted, 268.44, Radio Cajamarca Viva in Peru, signing on at 1100, 269.65, an FM station, Smile FM in Manila, Philippines, also known as I-93.9. On 269.75, TV audio from China sounded like a film with train noises. They mentioned Shanghai in an ad. Although it's been deleted from their own current schedule, KBS World Radio is still, or again, relayed via Wolverton, UK on 3955, the curtailed English half hour, now at 21 UT, heard by Alan Rowe in England on 21 April. It is listed in HFCC since April 15th. I suspect they resumed this after discovering that the direct broadcast they started on 11810 at 22 to 23 UT to Europe was inadequate, although it has been reported not only in Europe, but North America. On April 24th at 1339, Dinga, Kurdistan, was heard poorly on 11510, but propagating well enough to enjoy the wailing. The transmitter site listed for this is now Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova, until 1500, and then another 4 hours on the same frequency had been listed as Bulgaria. However, Issoudun, France, is now shown by DX Remix News Bulgaria as the site between 15 and 19 UT. Kai Ludwig agrees from Eastern Germany, checked at 1705. No doubt it is indeed originating now from France. I suspect this is a transmission mix-up, but certainly worth further checking. In the NASA flash sheet, Jerry Dexter in Wisconsin reports Radio Kuwait in English at 1950, April 19th, not only on 15540, but on unlisted 21580. Last week we had a report from Ernesto Palero in Argentina that Libya had been missing from 11600. But 1 week later, on April 18th, he was hearing it again with an almost local signal at 1927 UT. Also reported by others, Zacharias Liangas in Greece, April 19th at 1642, and Jorge Freitas in Brazil, April 20th at 1830, with a very good signal, almost local level, he says, as well. We're never quite sure of the exact transmission span, but it's roughly 16 to 20 UT. As I referred to this earlier under Columbia, XEOI Radio Mil in Mexico City is gone again from shortwave, 6010. We haven't heard it since April 19th. It had just come back on the air March 8th, as we discovered it immediately. Had been off for many months, so we hope it's not going away again for another year or forever. The best time to hear it here in the clear had been before 1200 UT. NBCLnews.it, Giovanni Lorenzi in Messina, Italy, reports, the best DRM signal he's getting at 19 UT is Voice of Nigeria on 15120. In fact, it's an optimum signal. Sometimes we can hear the DRM noise, sometimes not, and we're not sure it's on the air every day. The AM transmission on the same frequency, 15120, sometimes makes it at a much different time of day, such as April 24th after 0500. A parrot called the Big Q had been a favorite, just outside the medium wave band on 1710 kHz. Tim Tromp in Michigan often heard it, and reporting to the mayor tip sheet, he says he heard what was called their farewell broadcast, April 14th at 0516 UT. Oldies and AM nostalgia by the Midnight Man. But he said this would be the final season for the Big Q due to some life-changing events. This might very well be his final broadcast. Shortwave pirates may be lying low for a while on the 42-meter band, since the FCC issued a notice of unlicensed operation April 11th to Michael E. Rota in Hilliard, Ohio, on 6925. They visited his station and told him to stop it. It was known as Radio Ronin, R-O-N-I-N, and Mike acknowledges it was his station on a post at HF Underground. He's also the editor of the Pirate Radio Report column in the NASA Journal. Who'd have thunk that he himself might be a pirate? An article in the Express Tribune of Pakistan via Jaisak Tivel and Mike Terry implies that Radio Pakistan may be quitting shortwave in favor of much less expensive satellite and internet. In fact, Radio Pakistan has finally started streaming, says Dave Kenny of the British DX Club, the external service, including news in English for 5 or 10 minutes at 0905, 1100, and 1700. He confirmed the stream signing on at 0830 in Urdu with fairly good audio, whereas the parallel shortwave frequencies are extremely distorted, almost unintelligible on 15725 and 17720. Here's the URL for the streaming, www.radio.gov.pk/External World Service. I've now confirmed by actual monitoring on Sunday, April 21st, that Radio PMR's retimed broadcast at 23 to midnight UT instead of 21 to 22 on 9665 from Pridnestrovia in English, French, and German is UT Sunday through Thursday and not Monday through Friday. More about the new shortwave station we mentioned last week in Puntland, Somalia. Their website says the correct name for it is Radio Sahan, S-A-H-A-N. However, in ADX, via Wolfgang Büschel, Christoph Ratzer in Austria reports it as Radio Puntland, April 17th at 14 UT on 13800. SIO was 252, and it supposedly was running only 50 watts with their initial test transmitter, later to be replaced by a 25 kilowatt transmitter. He says, this is one of my nicest catches of the last few years. Mike Barraclough found another article about this in StarAfrica.com, saying the power is 200 watts temporarily on 13.8 megahertz in the daytime and 6.16 in the night. After 11 days on 15420, Radio Free Sarawak moved back to 15430 starting April 18th, as heard by Ron Howard, myself, and Ivo Ivanov, who says the transmitter site is Tainan, Taiwan. Unfortunately, 15430 collides with Romania in English during the first hour at 1100, as monitored by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Ron Howard in California is still hearing Radio Hargeisa Somaliland 7120 with her English segment starting at 1320 UT April 20th. Very difficult copy. They signed off at 1359. This is presumably via long path. In Cumbradiex, Dave Valku in Pennsylvania reports the Yuye Taiwan Fisheries Station. It's listed in Aoki but easily overlooked since it's only on the air once a week. On 11550, April 10th, carrier on at 0855 and programming from 0900. It was still going until 0958. According to Aoki, it's scheduled Wednesdays only except for the last Wednesday of the month, and also an hour before that on 15290 at 0800 on Wednesdays. Dave thinks he also was hearing that mixing with Japan. There was some talk in Mandarin, but it was mostly music, not exactly a hard catch since the power is listed at 300 kilowatts. Normally heard any night around 0500 with music we enjoy, Tunisia was missing again April 24th from 7275. Their later broadcasts on different frequencies were also missing on that date, say Bill Bingham in South Africa and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, 17735 and 7225. We hope it'll only be a temporary absence like the last time a few weeks ago. Be sure to check for our two new regular times on WTWW number 2, thanks to Ted Randall, 9930, both Saturday and Sunday at approximately 2330 UT. He's also been playing back many of his QSO programs earlier in the afternoons. And he says both programs are in continuous rotation on his webcast. You can hear the Timtron not only on WBCQ, but operating his own AM ham radio station. I run across him quite by accident, not only on 80 meters, but on 15. In fact, just about the only signal propagating and certainly standing out being on AM around 21430. For example, April 20th at 2005 UT. We're sad to hear via Rick Dow of the death of a longtime and well-respected medium wave DXer Bill Nittler at the age of 78. His first name was really Maurice. He'd been living in Belen, New Mexico. Brian Clark tells us that both shortwave transmitters of Radio Vanuatu are off the air awaiting spare parts. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE, is peaking at 15 and 4 April 25th, but 5 and 2 from April 27th onwards. Solar flux peaking at 125 May 2nd to 5th, down to 105 by May 16th. That's World of Radio 1666. I'm Glenn Hauser.